Bab Mitzia, Paragdal Mishnah Gimel. Ha'inah, overcharging, taking advantage, which is an Isser Min HaTorah, monetarily, Arba Kesef, 4 Maos of Kesef, Me'esim V'Arba Kesef L'Sela, when at that time, the value of a Sela is 24 Maos of Kesef. There are 6 Maos in a Dinar, and there are 4 Dinarim in a Sela. Sela is the most valuable. So that means 6 times 24, there are 24 Maos in a Sela. And if the overcharge here, or undercharge, is by 4 kesef, which is 4 out of 24 is a shesus lemekach, it's 1/6 of the sale, then that is onah. And when you have this onah of onah shesus, the halacha we're going to see later is like Rabbi Nassan, that the sale is a valid sale, but the overcharge or undercharge, if it's an undercharge, that means the seller was ripped off. Overcharge, the buyer was ripped off. That amount gets returned. But the sale is a good sale when it's 1/6. But that is onah. Ad matai mutter lahachzir. Up until when do you have this return policy that you can say this was overchargement or undercharge? That you could say this was onah. Ad kedei sheyaru letagar o lekrovo. Enough time
to show to a merchant or a relative that would know.
Not like a Land's End where it's unlimited. Now, ad matai mutter lahachzir. The person that was wronged, that was taken advantage of, is that you even have the option to keep the sale, like we said, and just return what you were overcharged, but you also, or undercharged, but you also can actually be mevatel the sale. You can cancel it. You have the advantage. The other person, the person that took advantage of you, he can't cancel the sale. The sale is a valid sale. But if you want to, you have that ability to. That's why there was a lashon vad matoy mutter lahachzir. But what is this shear? Enough shear to take it to him. This is only legabe the lokeach, the buyer that was overcharged. That gives you enough time. Because he can take the actual item that he bought, and he has enough time, as long as it's enough time, to show it to them. Not any longer than that, that's fine. But the seller, if the seller was undercharged, that he lost money because he sold it for less than what it was worth, he doesn't have the item to go bring it to somebody. Therefore, there's no set time. He has to wait until the buyer gives him the item to be able to show it to other people. Ho Rabbi Tarfon Belod, Rabbi Tarfon taught in Lod, Ho na shmona kesef lesela, shlish lemekach. He gave a larger discrepancy. Rabbi Tarfon said that onah is 8 kesef, 8 out of the 24, 8 kesef lesela, which ends up being shlish lemekach, which is 1/3. V'samchu tagari Lod, and the merchants of Lod are very happy, because that means they could sell it for more than the value, even more than the Tanakhama held, and they would get off the hook, and it would still not be onah if it was any less. So if it was only 7 more, that was not onah. Amar lahem, but he also had another halach, Rabbi Tarfon did. Kol hayom mutter lahachzir. But Rabbi Tarfon said that the buyer has enough, not just has enough time to show it to experts to see if he was overcharged, not just that much time, he actually has all day to do so. So even though Rabbi Tarfon was makel as far as the amount needed to be considered taking advantage, he was machmir to the merchants because the buyer has all day to go figure out if he was overcharged. Amru lo, yaniach lan Rabbi Tarfon kaimenu v'chazru l'divrei chacham. So they said to Rabbi Tarfon, you know what? Let's leave Rabbi Tarfon in his place and we're going to go the way we always did like a chacham. Better that the shear is less, that we would be overcharging for less, we'll make less profit, but they'd rather have it in their hand because even if they would make more profit, according to Rabbi Tarfon, they'd rather not have that insecurity and instability of having the buyers be able to go a whole day to figure out if it's onah or not. That they didn't like. But the Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Tarfon.